In Parashas Masse, we have the pasuk "Vayal Aaron Hakohen El Hor HaHor." Aaron went up the mountain al pi Hashem. Vayomis Shom. Aaron died b'chodesh hachamishi, in the fifth month b'echad l'chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh Av. We don't find any other yahrzeit in the Torah besides Aaron telling us the date that he died. The Torah in Tov Kuf Pei Vav tells us, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, and normally one isn't allowed to fast, one is allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, on Rosh Chodesh Av, because it's called a Tainus Tzadikim. Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains what was so special that Aaron's yahrzeit gets mentioned. You're allowed to fast on his yahrzeit. He explains his loss was so great, as he was the Rebbe for Klal Yisrael when it came to Ahava, Achva, Shalom, Vareus. He was so involved in Redifas Shalom and Ahava Shalom. And when he was, and his passing left a void in Klal Yisrael, at Tzar and Bechir, for Dore Doros, it would affect us without having him around. It changed Klal Yisrael who they are. As long as he was around, there was much more Achdus in Klal Yisrael. And that's why, to some degree, his mourning, his death, is tied to Rosh Chodesh Av, to Mishnechnas Av, women might besimcha, to that halacha, as the Churban came about because of Sinas Chinam. And with his loss, we had missing something in our DNA after that, the DNA of Klal Yisrael. And when it's possible to come to that Sinas Chinam, as long as Aaron was around, that was never possible. When Chazal tell us to be mitalmidov shel Aaron in the Mishnah in Ovis, it doesn't say for his wonderful shiurim that he gave the greatest shiurim in the world. It doesn't say to learn his tzidkas, to learn his klusha, but to be a talmid for an oy of shalom, void of shalom. We need a rebbe to learn from how to have the avas Yisrael. Aaron was somebody who saw the positive in everyone. He was focused on the good points. The Beditshva was the same, always looking for the good in Klal Yisrael. And that's what we have to do, always find the best. There's a story of a Rebbe who one night was told that tragically one of his Talmidim was in Maron, that tragic Lag BaOmer, when 45 people died, and his Talmid died that night. And he realized, being the Rebbe of the Talmid, they're going to ask him to give a hesped. But there was a problem. He didn't get much nachas from this Talmid. He wasn't very connected to him. He didn't get on so well with him. And he had nothing good to say about him. What should he do? But he thought he has no choice. He sat down and thought about it. And he remembered one time when that Talmid sat and learnt 2 hours straight. And then he remembered another time when there was a bachur was having difficulty and he helped, and this Talmid helped him out. And he remembered a time he acted with him with special derech eretz. And in the end, he came up with 10 points they could talk about at that hesped. By the time it finished, he got another call. There was a mistake. The name was similar to another name, and it wasn't his Talmud, it was Niftar. Of course, he was happy to hear his Talmud was still alive. But he felt terrible, and he thought to himself, how come I needed him to die in order to see his good points? Why couldn't I focus and find all these good points beforehand? And after that, he changed his attitude towards his Talmud and acted very differently towards him, realizing and seeing the positive in him. We can find a positive in anybody. If there's anything we should do at this time of year, is to focus on the good points in people. That is what we need to do to masaken that chet of Sinas Chinam. But on a positive note, on Rosh Chodesh Av, that Yotzei Aaron, that tells us that he was born also on Rosh Chodesh Av, because by tzaddikim, they always die on the day they are born. When Haman saw that the Goyrel came up for Adar, he was very happy, because he knew Moshe died in Adar. He didn't know Moshe had also been born in Adar. So it was a mazel tikkun month. It wasn't bad mazel. Similarly, if Aaron died in Adar, in Av, it must be he was born in Av, and that must also be a good month. And the truth is, in essence, it really is, as is destined to be Yom Tovim. There's going to be a Yontif, as the Pasuk tells us in Zechariah, Tzoyim Arvi, the Tzoyim HaChamishi, Then the pasuk ends off, Yigel Beis Yehuda, the sosin of the simcha, the days of abundance of simcha, and the way Adim Toivim, they're going to be going Toivim. That pasuk is quoted many times. People often leave out the last three words of the pasuk. So Shiva Sabatamas Tzim Ravi, Tzim Chamishi, Tishabav will be a yontif. Ends the pasuk, Vo'emes Vahasholim Ehovu. And the Mitzvah is David on the page, and the Radak both explained that there's a Tanai in them becoming a yontif. In order for them to be a yontif, it has to be Emes and Sholem. There has to be peace among Klai Yisrael. We have to make a sack in the chet of Sinas Chinam, and then, Mitzvah Shem, they'll be Yom Yitovim. Mitzvah Shem, this year should be the years. This year, Tov Shin Pei Hei. We say in Davni Ushtayim, Erucha Barachim Tosh, we daven to Rabbani Ushtayim, to come back to Yerushalayim, build Yerushalayim. And the gematria of the words of Nei Oysa Bekarev is the gematria Tov Shin Pei Hei. May the Shem which be Zeicha this year to the good of Shlema, Meher of Yameinu, Amen.